All right, so we're here for the jump ball. Joan Roeder wins it. Oh, but it goes into Patrick Morin's hands. He gets over to number 11, Michael Scholl. Michael Scholl goes up, and that's going to be a traveling call as he comes down hard. He went up off balance, came down really hard on his body. Poor guy. Michael Scholl actually had a three-point shot or a half-court shot today during the halftime of the Lady Eagles game, and he got a free hot dog out of it. All right, Matthew Brower's got the ball now. Takes it up over to the left-hand side, drives the basket. Layup, good! Great job by Matthew. All right, Patrick Morin's going to bring it up. Oh, bit too hard to reach. He broke one way, and Maynard put it in his hand, and then he broke the other way and ran right into Maynard. And so that's going to be a foul against Maynard for reaching. All right, Patrick's got the ball now. Drives the lane, pass down to 24. Up now to Michael Scholl. Back to 24 over to Morin. Lots of good passing going on here by the loom Chris the Archangels. All right, Patrick's going to drive the lane, puts a little jumper. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Michael Scholl. Second shot goes up and in. 2 points for the Archangels. Okay, and here we have Matthew all up for standpoint. Every shot from the paint from him. All right, so Patrick Morin, he pulls it up, gets over to Joel Jorgensen. Down low to number 24, Hugh Strudlewski. All right, back up, three-point shot taken by, and made by Patrick Morin. 5-4 now. Oh, and Edwin's wide open. Oh, counts the basket. He got a, Edwin got hit below the belt, it looks like. As he was going for the layup, he was blocked by one of the players from Lumen Christie, and kind of trying to catch himself or gain composure. Looks like he got hit below the belt pretty hard. And so they're going to go for a substitution. Evan Wilson. Edwin's going to sit down, and Evan Wilson's going to come in for him. Nothing too serious, just a little bit of pain, but does not look comfortable. All right, Evan Wilson's going to take his shot. Up and in! 1 point for Evan Wilson. Great job. I like Evan. Oh, and Michael Scholl is not looking. He got the ball, travels. And that'll be a turnover in favor of standpoint. All right, full court pressure being put against Kinko. Leaves Evan Wilson wide open, down below the basket. Oh, doesn't go down, but rebound by Joel. And his shot doesn't go down, but he gets the rebound again. Put outside to freeze it out. No, he drains it. Alex Gilbert, way downtown, bringing the score up 10-5. And Patrick Morin has the ball, gets all the way to his brother JP on the far left-hand side of the perimeter. Cross-court pass up to Patrick. Now JP charging down the baseline. Oh, gets the ball stolen by Matthew Bravo, but it's gone, goes right back into JP's hand. Now Patrick puts up a jumper. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Joel, and quickly put in the hands of Matthew Bravo. He's got Alex Gilbert, who quickly got guard. Ooh, and he drives him. Gives it over to Maynard. Oh, Maynard up for two. And a quick timeout being called by Lumen Christie. Great job by standpoint. Really coming out strong here. Full timeout being called by Lumen Christie. He wants to get the boys back into the game. Focus in here. Lumen Christie gave Kinko a pretty rough time last go-around when they played each other. It was a very tight game. Only won by two, Kinko did. And then almost lost it to a buzzer-beater three-point shot, which was really unexpected. But score 12-5 now in the beginning of the first quarter. Excited to see what Sandpoint's going to do here. They have a tendency to come out strong and do well in the first half and then kind of lose steam in the second half. Hopefully that's not going to happen today. Bryce and the Eagles. And the ball will be for Lumen. And Patrick Morin gets it over. Pass number 20. Joel Jurgensen, I believe that is. Yep, Joel Jurgensen. That's Michael Scholl. Now it's Patrick Morin. Drives in the paint. Oh, wide open to his brother, who's over on the baseline. 2 points for J.P. Morin. Good job. Okay, full court pressure. Matthew's in trouble. He's able to dish out to Maynard real quick, though. Good job. Good pass by Matthew. Oh, Maynard drives in, dishes out to Alex Gilbert. And that's good for two. Nice little jump shot by Alex. Shots are just sinking for Sandpoint. All right, ball's over on the far left-hand perimeter. J.P. passes up to Joel Jurgensen. Over now, J.P. to Joel, who slides down the baseline, loses control of the ball, goes in the hands of Alex Gilbert. All right, hand now, ball in the hands of Matthew. He drives the baseline, goes all the way around, gets it to Alex, top, near the three-point line, doesn't quite go down, though, rebounded by J.P. Morin. Patrick Morin finds Michael Scholl breaking for the basket. Oh, doesn't go in, but the rebound by number 24, Hugh Strzelewski. He gets the rebound, puts one up off the glass for two. Score 14-9 now, still in favor of Sandpoint. Oh, Joel gets the ball on pass, but he has a defender around him. He tries to do a little spin-around pass, but it goes right into the hands of Lumen Christie. Oh, and Patrick Morin tries to take it all the way, coast to coast, can't do it. Oh, and a pass from Matthew to Maynard gets intercepted by Hugh Strzelewski. He gets it over to J.P. Morin. All the way across court pass for a shot for 3 points for Patrick Morin, and that's good. Score now 14-12 in favor of Sandpoint. All right, and a lob pass over to Alex gets intercepted by number 11, Michael Scholl. They're going to beat the full court press. They got to pass hard. That will send Scholl to the line for a chance for two. All right. So here he comes. He's got the ball. 3 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. First one off the front of the rim. All right. Here comes his second opportunity now. Up and in. 13-14 now, and just like that, the lead's disappeared for Sandpoint. All right, Matthew's got the ball. He runs it down. He's got some defenders all around him. No one to get it to. Bounces it out. 3 points over the rim. Picked up by Joel. And Joel just throws it out to where Matthew is. Threw it really fast. Oh, a three-second violation against Sandpoint there. All right, so turnover in favor of Lumen. Patrick with the ball. He gets it over to Joel Jorgensen. Over to JP, back up to Patrick. Now over to Michael Scholl, who drives. Going to get fouled again on the way to the basket. All right, so Michael Scholl will go to the line once again. This foul is against Alex, his second foul of the game so far. First one by Scholl goes down. Ties the game, 14-14. Second one. That one goes in, 15-14 now, and Lumen Christie takes the lead. Timeout being called by Coach Poge, and they're going to discuss what's going on here. So up to a quick lead, and now Lumen Christie answers back to that lead and comes back to make it 15-14. Sandpoint was doing a really great job. Their shots were just really going down. I see Edwin Gunderson. Feels like he's still kind of sitting on the line, a little bit hunched over, not up to 100%. So we will have a continued play by Evan Wilson in his stead. But the guys looking good out there. They are able to, when they pass the ball around, set their plays, they are able to do such a great job. Their defense, too, some of the best defense around when they work it hard. So we'll see what happens here as they come away from their timeout. Hopefully the words of Coach Poge were having their intended effect. And there'll be a throw in for the Eagles. Matthew gets it over to Alex. Back to Matthew. And we're going to have a blocking call against J.P. Morin as Matthews tried to plow through. He was almost trapped in by J.P. and Patrick Morin, but Matthews was able to push his way through and get a blocking call against J.P., his second of the game so far. Just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Matthews got the ball over to Maynard. Maynard sets up for a shot for three. Oh, doesn't go down. Picked up by Michael Scholl. Patrick Morin now with the ball. He pulls back and lets the team catch up. Over to Jorgensen. Oh, and a pass that wasn't, that number 24 didn't see was picked up by Maynard. Oh, and a bounce pass to Matthew gets picked up by him. He's on the baseline. Oh, what a great pass by Matthew to Jolin for a nice shot on Nick Matthew. Man, what a beautiful pass. Jolin doesn't quite able to sink the shot. Okay, Jorgensen with it now for Lumen. Jorgensen gets it over to Patrick. Patrick Morin with the ball. Lobs it down to number 24. That is Hugh Strugulewski. Strugulewski on the post. Over to Morin. Patrick goes through the defenders, puts it up, and doesn't quite make it happen. Matthews with the ball. He's got defenders all around him. Weaves his way through traffic, puts it up for 2 points, and Sandpoint takes the lead once again, 16-15. All right. Patrick Morin with the ball. He's got a 2-3 zone against him right now. All right, he gets it over to JP. JP cross court to Michael Scholl. Scholl now to Jorgensen. He drives down, puts a shot from the baseline, doesn't go down. Rebound by JP Morin. And Morin puts one up off the glass for two. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Score is 17-16. Lumen Christie is in the lead. All right, Matthew's got some problems. Oh, a pass to Alex Gilbert gets knocked out by Jorgensen. Kind of a blessing in disguise as they were having a really hard time. Matthew had defenders all around him and no help. So here's a fresh start. Alex Gilbert with the ball. Bounce over to Matthew. Matthew passes now to Maynard. Takes a shot for near three-point territory. Does not go down. Rebounded by Strugulewski. He quickly gets it to PJ or Pat Morin. Oh, and puts up a shot. His first one did not go down. Jolin almost saved it, and he did save it from going out of bounds. Right back into the hands of Patrick Morin, though. He puts one up and gets fouled on the way there. So 2 points are good and a chance to make it three. Score 19-16 now. Just under a minute to go in the first quarter. That'll be the first foul against Evan. All right, Dan Patrick sinks the first one, but it looks like Patrick kind of got hurt in that last play. All right, Matthew tries to weave his way past it. Bounce pass to Evan. Evan to Alex. Alex down to Joel, and he's wide open. Off the glass, good for two. Great passing by Sandpoint. What you got to do, man, to break past the full court press, and Sandpoint does it really well. When their ball handling's on, man, it is on. Pass now to J.P. Morin on the left-hand side of the perimeter. Down to baseline, back to his brother. Over to Hugh Strugulewski underneath the basket. He works his way through the post, puts one up off the glass. Good for two. All right, Matthew Bravo now has the ball for the Eagles. Score 22-18. He finds Jolin breaking away towards the basket. He puts a nice little floating layup. Good for two. Way to go, Jolin. Way to be there. Caught the defense completely off guard. Okay, now... Patrick bounces it down to his brother, J.P., on the bottom baseline. That's the final shot of the first quarter. The score is 24-20 in favor of Lumen Christie, but this is still anyone's game, ladies and gentlemen. Great effort being put in there by both sides. Great to see Jolin Roeder really helping the team, putting a lot of work in there. High-scoring game. The defense for Sandpoint could definitely kick it up a couple notches. They've got such a great defense. And they're letting a lot of shots slip by them underneath on the bottom post, under the basket. So good things all around by both teams. Lumen Christie playing a strong game. And exciting to see two well-matched teams. As we come into the second quarter, be interesting to see how Sandpoint and Lumen Christie adjust their games to meet one another. All right. And so here are the two teams come and break from the huddles. All right. Here they come. And the Eagles break. They're going to have the ball for a throw-in from half court. All right, throw-in now over to Alex. Back to Matthew. Matthew for three. Oh, off the back iron, rebounded by Struluski. All right, Patrick Morin with the ball. Bounce pass down to JP. JP brings it up. Passes it up over to the left side of the perimeter, down to the post where Struluski gets it. Back to Patrick Morin on the right-hand side. He drives down the lane, puts up a jumper. It doesn't go down. Rebound by Joel Roeder. Bounce pass over to Matthew. Bravo. Matthew takes it up. Pass over to Maynard. Maynard bounces into Evan. Evan puts up a hook. Doesn't quite make it down. And picked up by number 11, Michael Scholl. Patrick Morin finds his brother breaking towards the basket. Wide open. Shakes his defender. Puts up a shot off the glass, 26-20 now. Matthew gets it over to Alex. Gets it back to Matthew. Matthew has a wide open lane. Gets to Joel, puts up a shot way over the brim. Oh, picked up by Michael Scholl, who has a hard time getting past his defenders, but they're able to. All right, Patrick Morin takes a pass, goes up, and that's going to be called out of bounds on the Eagles. All right, Evan Wilson's going to come on out. Catches his breath, and Brett Stokes will come in for him. Pass goes up to Michael Scholl. Down around the horn to a wide-open Patrick Morin. A rare miss from him when he's that wide open. Rebounded by number 20, Joel Jorgensen. Gets over to Morin. Doesn't make his layup, but the rebound goes to J.P. Morin, and he does make that one. All right, Maynard drives it down. Bounce pass to Brett Stokes. Gets picked up by Jorgensen. Score 28-20. Patrick has the ball. He gets it to number 24. Puts up a shot. Doesn't make it in. Gets it on rebound. Puts it one more. Puts it down. Counts the basket. 30 now to 20 with a chance at the line to make it 31 by Hugh Struluski. All right. 6 minutes, 16 seconds left to go here in the first half. And the game's trying to kind of get out of hand here for the Eagles. They haven't scored any points yet in this second quarter. Hughes' first shot does not go down. Rebounded by number 11, Michael Scholl. That's going to be a foul against Alex. That's going to be the third foul against Alex. Already with only 6 minutes to go. Evan's going to get tapped again. And the substitution, now it's going to sit down. All right, throw into Michael Scholl. Over now to J.P. Morin. J.P. up to Patrick. Takes the jumper. Doesn't make it down. Rebound, though, by the Lumen Christi Archangels. Back to Patrick Morin. Now Joel Jorgensen. Bounce pass into Michael Scholl. Jumper from the right-hand side. In and out. Rebound by Joel. Joel gets it to Matthew really quickly. 5:55 left to go. Score 30-20. Matthew pulls up for a jumper. Oh, barely misses it. Foul against Standpoint on that one. Oh, no, okay. Michael Scholl is going to get called the foul as him and Brett Stokes went up for the board, and he pushes a little bit harder. All right, throw in. Looks like it almost got intercepted, but knocked out of bounds. And there'll be another throw-in now for the Eagles underneath their own basket. All right, Joel looking for someone to get open. Lots of pressure on the defense, and it gets knocked off the hands of Maynard, and now bound. Throw-in for Lumen Christi. All right. Patrick with the ball. He gets over to Struluski, back up to Patrick. Over now to J.P., JP, long pass to his brother, it goes out of bounds. That will be a throw-in for the Eagles now. Okay, so throw-in. Matthew Bravo gets the ball. He takes it to the top of the three-point line. All right. Matthew looking for someone to get open. Bounce pass over to Maynard. Back to Matthew. Tight defense from Lumen Christi, really making it tough for Standpoint. Brett Stokes puts a fadeaway jumper off the glass. Oh, almost makes it in. Rebounded by Lewin Christie. Ball's in the hands of Patrick Morin. Patrick pulls up, gets it over to Strudelewski, who hands it right off to 11, who's breaking for the hoop. Puts one up to 2. All right, Matthew Bravo with the ball. Over to the left. Maynard puts up a shot. Oh, off the back rim. Picked up by Lewin Christie. Patrick Morin now drives it down. He takes it to the left-hand side and pulls back to the perimeter. Has a wide open Michael Schultz for 3. Nothing but net. 35-20 now. And still yet for any points for Sandpoint here in the second quarter. 35, though, now for the guys over at Lewin Christie. And Coach Ford's going to call a quick timeout. Manager's going to sit down. Looks like Joe Ludwig's going to come in. And coach is talking to his team. You know, one of the big issues here is they're having a hard time breaking past the defense. The defense for Lewin Christie is really tight when they're defending their own basket. Sandpoint needs to be able to find a way to either penetrate, get it down low to Jolin, or they're trying to take perimeter shots, you know, long-distance twos, bring it in for jumpers. That was working in the beginning, but their shots aren't going down now. So, all right, and coming onto the floor, Joe Ludwig. And that's the only substitution. All right, and Matthew Bravo picks up the ball. Passes over to Joe. Joe puts up a shot. Count it. Good, I believe, for 3 points for Joe Ludwig. Great shot. All right. Number 21's got it now. Down to 14 on the post. 14 is going to get fouled on the way up there and get 2 chances for 2. We got some new people in. Tommy Fanini for number 21. Number 14 for them as well. That's Braden Williams. Braden puts up his first shot. Doesn't go down. 22 is also in for Lewin Christie. That is Wade Rinker. Oh, and rebound gotten by Lewin Christie. They're just getting boards all over Sandpoint. They really should not allow rebounds on their own free throws. Jolin for a jumper. Goes over the rim. Rebounded by... Oh, off the hands of one of Lewin Christie's players, I believe. So that'll be a throw-in. Yep, throw-in for Sandpoint underneath their own basket. Okay, goes high off the hands of Matthew, picked up by Patrick Morin. Patrick, nice between-the-leg pass over to number 14, Braden Williams. That goes out of bounds, though. All right, and here comes Edwin Gunnarsson. He's going to take the place of Evan Wilson. Good work by Evan, though, in that game. All right, Matthew Bravo calls out the play. Looking for someone to get open. Good rotation coming by Sandpoint, trying to find something happening here. All right, down to Edwin. Edwin tries to take a shot. Puts one up, and it's good for 2 points. Already some good action from Edwin Gunnarsson, already back in the game. All right, number one, Patrick Morin, gets it over to Michael Knoll. All the way around the horn to number 22. Back all the way up now to the opposite side of the perimeter, where Michael Knoll drives in, puts up a nice little floating jumper in for 2. 39-25, just over 3 minutes to go here. Edwin Gunnarsson with the ball. Gets a good pick from Matthew Bravo. Puts one up off the glass, does not go down. Rebounded by Lewin Christie, and Patrick Morin's got a wide open look at the lane. Oh, the layup does not go in off the hands of Edwin Gunnarsson. Oh, going to call off the hands of Lewin Christie. And Brett Stokes going to sit down, and in comes Evan. All right, Matthew runs the ball quick. He shakes it all the way to the right, pulls it for a jumper. Oh, doesn't go down. Rebound by Jolin Roeder. Puts one up. That one doesn't go down either. This time rebounded by Michael Knoll. Number 11. 14, breaking away to the basket. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Patrick Morin. That one does go down. 25-41. This game's moving way too quick for Sandpoint. They're not able to keep up. They're not responding to points. Okay, Matthew with the ball. over to Edwin for a shot from three-point territory. That doesn't go down. Patrick Morin with the ball now. He's moving over quickly. Oh, a pass intercepted by Matthew. He's wide open. Actually, he's got 21 right in front of him. That's going to be Ray Lewis.
And Matthew gets fouled on the way to the basket. He'll get a chance for two. Tommy Fanini was in front of him. And he moved really quickly.
And Matthew hit and missed from the free throw line so far the last few games. All right, so Matthew lines himself up. Puts it up. It's good, too. Matthew will get a second chance now. And huge substitution. I think that's four players coming down. And a new set of players coming in for Lumen Christi. And Matthew sinks his second one. All right, so in comes a plethora of different players. All right, and it goes down number 24, Shrewlewski, back up top to number 10, I believe. All the way around the horn, 13, J.P. Morin, now to number 10. 33, now is number 20. 20 brings it down, that's Jorgensen, back up to J.P. Morin. Over now to 33, they're just passing around as much as they can. J.P. Morin gets it to number 24, Shrewlewski. 33 is going to travel. Oh, a three-second violation called instead. All right, so Joe's coming out, and Maynard will come back in. Here comes Matthew Bravo. Puts up a shot from three. Oh, sinks it. Brings him within 11 now. See if Sandpoint can't mount a comeback. All right, Jorgensen is number 33. Traveling on 33, who just moved a little bit too much trying to pass the ball. All right, so the ball goes to Matthew. Matthew brings it up. Gets over to Maynard. Maynard trying to weave his way through traffic. Oh, the ball gets stolen, but then it gets slapped out of his hand. The person who stole it by Joel Roeder. J.P. Morin with the ball. Trying to get past Maynard. Maynard's making it really difficult for him. Strugulewski gets it over to Jorgensen. J.P. Morin breaking to the basket. Oh, puts up a shot, doesn't go down. Jump ball being called against Edwin and number 24. It's not really against them, but a jump ball being called in favor of Lumen Christi. So Strugulewski drives the baseline, passes it over to number 13, J.P. Morin, who puts up a little hook shot for two. Okay, Matthew Bravo gets over to Maynard, puts up a shot over the, doesn't go over, but does not go in. Rebounded by J.P. Morin. Morin with the ball. Oh, gets a 33. Off the glass, good for two. All right, 45 to 30 now. Matthew Bravo, ball gets almost lost, but Maynard's able to hold on to it. Matthew drives the lane, gets over to Jolin. Oh, what a pass by Matthew Bravo. This toy looks like it's going for the layup, brings it down underneath. All right, 33 with the ball now for Lumen Christi. Loses it, picked up by Maynard. Maynard's got Matthew wide open. Matthew drives down, but here comes 24. All right, Matthew for two. There's a buzzer. End of the first half to score 45-32. Sandpoint can definitely come back from this game. We'll see what happens as we go into the next half. You know, this has definitely been a mostly dominated game by Lumen Christi, but Alex Gilbert has been on the bench due to foul issues. So if he comes back in, that can obviously bring a spark to Sandpoint's offense. And, you know, their shots were going down in the first quarter. They did not go down in the second quarter. If that swings around and they start sinking them again, that could definitely open up the option or the ability for Sandpoint to go back again. So 45-34, only 11 points separating the two teams. We'll see what happens as we go into the second half. Virgil, back to you, boss.
All right. Thank you so much, Austin. We'll talk with you soon and get you after the break.
No worries.
There you go,
right,
Austin.
Matthew Bravo with the ball. And Matthew Brower's got it again. Shot went up. They were able to get their own rebound, and they shoot it back out to Matthew. Pass over to Alex. Now to Edwin on the right-hand side of the printer towards the baseline. Bounces into Matthew. Matthew passes over to Maynard. Maynard down to Jolin. Jolin up. Oh, good! 2 points for Jolin. The score of 45-36. The Eagles are within 9. 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Pass up to Scholl. Now over to Suvalewski. Ball on the baseline where J.P. Moran passed over to Scholl. And good for two. Oh, and a pass going to Edwin. Almost gets thrown away. Edwin puts a great effort into it, trying to get the ball up there off of an overthrown pass, but wasn't able to do it. All right, Scholl underneath the basket, works his way up to the hoop, puts one down, doesn't make it. Rebound by Matthew Bravo. He runs fast. He's got J.P. Moran on his side, though, so he pulls up. Let's the rest of the team catch up. Matthew drives down to lane, puts a shot up by Maynard. Oh, doesn't go down. Scholl and Edwin fight for the rebound. Goes in favor of Lumen Christie. Patrick Moran with the ball now. He drives down, finds the lane. Nice little layup. Worked his way around Matthew and was able to find his way to the basket with little to no difficulty. Patrick Moran. Oh, man. And Matthew just has no help. He gets Patrick Moran. Oh. Oh, no, Alex fouls. Fourth foul for Alex there. Only 6 minutes left in the third quarter, and Alex is going to have to sit down. Matthew gets over to the base, the sideline, when they had the ball, and no help from his team. So he has to get the ball taken from him, essentially. He gets cornered into the half-court line and the sideline. Patrick puts up his first one. It's good, so that's going to be 3 points off that play. All right, Alex still in. Passes all the way over to Maynard. Maynard pump fakes over to Matthew. Matthew puts one up off the front of the rim. Rebound by Patrick Moran. Patrick down to Strugalewski. Hugh pulls up. Gets it over to Patrick. Patrick almost has the ball stolen by Maynard. Over to Michael Scholl. Puts up a shot. And does not go down. Rebounded by Alex. Alex bounce passes to Matthew. Matthew works his way back. Has Jolin wide open on his basket. 2 points. Great. Great job by Jolin working underneath the basket. All right. Michael Scholl has the ball now. Works his way to the lane. Doesn't quite make it happen, though. Rebound by Edwin. Matthew with the ball. Goes to the middle. Finds Maynard. Breaks into the basket. Puts up a layup. Ooh, doesn't go down. Rebound by Lumen Christie. And a message going out from Maynard. He wants to say hi to Snowflake. Again, that's hi to Snowflake from Maynard. Oh, 2 points from... 2 points now put up there by Lewin Christie. And a young boy playing on the sidelines just took a big spill. Just going to run over to Mom. And there's the ball goes out of bounds. And Matthew Brower throws it into Edwin. Alex Hilbert still playing, even with four fouls, I think. Okay, shot goes up by Alex. Doesn't go down. Rebounded by Patrick Moran. Patrick works his way around. Nice pass to JP down low. Doesn't go in. Gets it on rebound. Puts one up. That one does go in. 38-56. 18 points now between the two teams. Matthew works his way around the defenders, drives to the basket, pulls back, puts up a shot. Oh, doesn't go down. Rebounded by Jolin. Pass out to Maynard. Off the glass. It's a two. 56-40 with 4:20 left to go in the third quarter. All right, Jorgensen gets it now over to Michael Scholl. Back up now to J.P. Moran, all the way to the right side of the baseline. All right, Patrick has the ball. He drives the lane, passes down to Strugalewski, and no shot being called. Foul against Sandpoint, against Edwin Gunderson. So it'll be a throw-in underneath their own basket. Oh, no. That's a fifth foul against Alex, so Alex is out. I cannot believe that Alex fouled out 4 minutes ago in the third quarter. So Brett's going to go in. And this will be interesting to see what happens here. Brett will throw, and will be for Lou and Christie. Patrick Morin finds Mike Scholl, who quickly passes it down to number 14. Tries to put up a shot, doesn't make it. And Maynard has a wide open breakaway. Pump fake that's Michael Scholl. Shot up, and off the hand. Doesn't go down, but off the rebound, it goes off of one of the Archangels. Okay, and there's the ball now. Throw in for Jordan underneath the Eagles basket. He gets to Maynard. Maynard bounces it over to Matthew. And under 4 minutes to go in third quarter, score 56-40. And Matthew brings it up to the top of the key. Pass over to Maynard. Back to Matthew. Over to Maynard now. Back to Matthew one more time. Matthew being tightly guarded by Patrick Morin. Evan Gunnarsson wide open for three. Oh, good look. And Maynard does a very impressive pump fake where he put one hand up to take the shot. Oh, shot by Matthew off the back of the rim. Patrick Morin moving really quick now. Layup goes down. 2 points. Score now 58-40. All right, Matthew drives in. Puts up a little shot off the back of the rim. Edwin picks the rebound. Puts one up. Doesn't go down. Swatted out. Picked up by Maynard. Maynard with the ball. And Maynard tries to bounce back to Patrick and pass Patrick Morin to Matthew, and it goes off Patrick Morin's knee and out of bounds. Throw into Maynard. Bounce back to Matthew. Matthew working himself around. Oh! And stolen by Patrick. But he can't quite hold on to it. Oh, traveling. Jump ball. Okay. Edwin tried to break down, do a layup, and as he went up there, palm of Patrick Morin stopped him from going very far, and that is going to be a jump ball. Patrick Morin trying to pass it to number 22. 22 couldn't keep his hands on the ball, and it goes out of bounds. I believe 22, that is Quade Brinker. So, apparently went off the hands of Brett Stokes, though. So the throw in to number 14 gets stolen by Maynard. Maynard's got Mike Noel coming behind him. Layup's good, though. 42-58. Fast transition, though. Here comes Patrick Morin. He's got three defenders in front of him, though. He's able to spin past two of them and gets fouled on the way up there. And so foul against number 13, Jordan Roeder. It's going to be his third. Hopefully he doesn't make it a fourth here soon. All right, so Patrick Morin, who's lethal from the free throw line, steps himself up, and it's good. I don't know if I've ever seen him miss more than one. I think I've seen Patrick Morin miss one free throw. He's just a great shot all around. So the score 59-42 now in favor of Lumen Christie. 2:22 to go in the third quarter. Oh, first miss. Mike Noel gets a rebound. And fight for the rebound this time. Gets back in the hands of Patrick Morin. And he puts up a shot, doesn't go down. Jordan Roeder saves the ball from going out, but goes straight into the hands of number 11, Mike Noel. All right, 21's got the ball now. Oh, popped out. Edwin almost stole it. But it goes in the hands of Patrick Morin. Patrick passes number 22. Now Tommy Fanini puts up a shot. That doesn't make it. And Edwin's got that time. Oh, a pass to Matthew. Gets over. Shot. And Matthew gets pushed as he jumps up to do a behind-the-back pass to Edwin. All right, Evan Wilson's going to come in. The place is Red Stokes. All right. Shot to the top, pass to the top of the key where Maynard is. Pass back to Matthew. Matthew Bravo with the ball. Ooh, bounce pass to Evan. Goes right by him. Out of bounds. 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Score 59-42. And throw in to J.P. Morin. And he walks it up. All right, pass down to... Gets intercepted. Joel saves it from going out of bounds. In the hands of Matthew Bravo. Got a few defenders in front of him, but he's trying to shake past them. Gets the ball knocked out of his hands, out of bounds, and he can't keep the grip as he comes back to the ground and recovers the ball out of bounds. So trying to do the break when Matthew's got a little bit of a limp going on. All right, Patrick Morin with the ball. He gets for number 22, Quad Brinker. Back to Patrick. Morin drives in. Puts one up. Oh, and it goes down. We're going to have about four substitutions coming up here. All right, Matthew's got the ball. Passed over. Puts one up to Maynard. Puts one up. Oh, in and out. Rebound by Edwin Gunderson. Edwin drives down baseline. Puts a little shot. Ooh, doesn't quite make it in. Out of bounds off of Mike Knoll. All right, here comes Joel Jorgen. We got... a bit of confusion as so many people are coming off the court for Lumen Christi. And trying to figure out who's going to come back in. All right, Matthew's sitting down now and there's coming in for him and about three players for Lumen Christi. All right, Joel passes up onto the baseline where Edwin Gunderson picks up the ball. Tightly guarded by J.P. Morin. Passed down to the post. Ooh, just over the hands of Edwin Gunderson. And into the hands of J.P. Morin. Morin finds number 14 breaking towards the basket, but Jolin keeps it from going out of bounds, but actually does go out of bounds. Almost did. Throw in. J.P. Morin gets it over to Strugulewski, down to the post, and number 14 drives the baseline, puts up a shot, doesn't make it. Edwin Gunderson gets a rebound, and he quickly gets it over to Maynard. Maynard's able to keep the dribble going. And 17 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Maynard's going to put a shot from three. Ooh, just shy. Rebound by, jump ball here between 21 and Edwin. 21, that's Tommy Fanini. Possession for the Eagles. So they'll have one last chance here. Something going on. Back to the order. Edwin's got all present for them. Over to Maynard. 3 points. Oh, comes out. All right, so there's the end of the third quarter. We've got the players for Sandpoint coming down. 61-42 is the score so far, and we're going to have one more quarter ahead of us. Lumen Christi playing a really good game. The defense is really doing a good job of holding Sandpoint at bay. But Sandpoint does have a lot of energy. You know, when they're on their game, they look so good. You know, they have such great potential, such great talent. You know, and when they make their plays, it just looks so good. It's just kind of hard being consistent for them. The consistency, though, is so key. And so such a great team that we got from Sandpoint. Really love watching them play. A few more seconds now as the break from the third quarter to the fourth quarter is coming towards an end. And we will have the last game here in Anchorage. The next game will be in Bristol Bay, as all four of our teams from the Aleutians East go up that way for the Elks Classic. Should be a great series. Can't wait to see what King Cove has done in that tournament. They're undefeated, both teams so far this season. Just so great to see King Cove doing such a great job. Okay. And there's the buzzer. Sandpoint's going to break. So, yeah, just can't wait to see King Cove, how they do in the Elks. We've heard Bristol Bay is also undefeated and has done an amazing job so far. So, wish I could be there to see them play if they play King Cove. Oh, that'd be so awesome. All right, Pat Strugulewski gets lost and picked up by Maynard. Maynard throws it off the leg of number 20, Jorgensen, and goes out of bounds. So that'll be a throw-in for Sandpoint. All right. Ball goes to Maynard. Maynard takes it over, passes it to Joel, and puts up a shot. Ooh, just shy of the rim. J.P. Morin with the rebound. JP gets it through Lucio. Oh, overshoot. It picked up by Jolin. Jolin Roeder's got the ball. He's dribbling hard. Tries to put one up for the layup and gets fouled on the way there, so he'll go to the line for two. Mike Scholl with his third foul. 51-42 is the score in favor of Lumen Christi. Ooh. First one by Jolin goes a little bit hard. One more attempt here. Jolin puts it up. Oh, in and out. But, oh, 13's got the rebound. He's got defense all around. Josie will strip it. And 13K will still break away. Oh, and almost picked off by Jolin. But Jolin knocks it out of bounds. That'll be a throw in for Lumen Christi. All right, J.P. Morin has the ball. Oh, cross-court pass to number 33. Oh, and it's stripped away. Maynard table will get a steal. He's got the tall Strudelewski going behind him. Pulls up for a shot off the glass. Good for two. 51-44. Lumen Christi in the lead. All right, 13. J.P. Morin almost has the ball stripped away from him again, but he gets it to 24. Strudelewski. Now over 10. Now to 33. 24 on the post. Gets it out to J.P. Morin. At the top of the key, he passes it over to Jorgensen. Now it's number 10 on the right-hand side of the baseline. Oh, knocked away by Jolin and into the hands of Maynard. Maynard's got three defenders around him. He still goes for the layup. Doesn't make it in. Jolin with the rebound. Puts one up for two. Good job by Jolin. All right, and now we've got J.P. Morin with the ball. Gets it over to Jorgensen on the right-hand side. Drives the baseline. Nice layup by Jorgensen. That's good for two. 63-46 now, 6 minutes to go. Timeout called by Coach Poge. So a few points scored there by Sam Point. A little momentum starting to go their way. Coach calls a timeout. 63-46 now is a score, is the separating score. That's about 17 points. Coach gives a chance for his team to maybe catch their breath, get some fresh legs. It's been a lot of fun doing these games the last 5 days now, following the team around. 16 games in 5 days. It's been a lot of play time for all these guys. All right. And Sandpoint breaks away from the timeout. And here comes Lumen Christi. And so, again, the Elks tournament coming up in Bristol Bay. And then at the beginning of March, the 5th through the 9th, I think it's actually just going to be the 6th through the 8th, we will have regionals in King Cove this year for the boys. And New Haven's where the girls will be. King Cove will be going up there. But New Haven, from a regional standpoint, and King Cove will be there for that. And we will have coverage, which will be very exciting. All right. Attempt by Jolin for a layup doesn't go in. Rebound by Lumen Christi, and the player for Lumen Christi, I wasn't sure who it was, tried to put up a layup, and that didn't go in either. But Strudelewski picks it up. He gets it to Jorgensen. Jorgensen does a nice little floater. That one doesn't go down, but picked up by Strudelewski again, and his second shot doesn't go down. Maynard's got it. But he'll pull back, let the team catch up. Oh, and a pass over to Jolin. As Jolin was breaking towards the other direction, the ball goes behind him. That'll be a throw in now for Lumen. Score is still 63-46 with 5:22 left to go. All right, Jorgensen gets it to 33. Back up to J.P. Morin. Now number 10, over to Jorgensen. Jorgensen on the baseline. Oh, pass down low to Strudelewski. It's picked up by Edwin Gunnison. Edwin's able to take control of it. Oh, and gets stuffed by Morin, J.P. Morin, who runs the ball down. Goes to coast for a layup, doesn't make it in. Rebound by Jorgensen. Edwin again with the rebound, gets over to Evan. Evan to Maynard. Maynard tries for a layup, goes up, no foul being called as he gets knocked down. Maynard having a hard time getting up, but he does. No call foul there. As one of the Lumen Christi players went for a layup, Jorgensen. Maynard having a hard time getting up, but he's doing okay now. Just walking it off.
All right, here goes Jorgensen. Ooh, one up. No, does not go down. All right, another one goes up. That one does not go down. Rebound by Jolan Roeder. Oh, but switched away by J.P. Morin from Evan Wilson. Oh, but Jolan steals that one back. Oh! And J.P. takes out Jolan Roeder's legs. And ref has got to keep the game in control here. All right. Maynard passes to Joe. Back to Maynard. Maynard takes it to the right-hand side. Maynard held up by number 10, though. No call. Evan with a rebound. Now they'll call a foul as Evan goes up for that one. They'll get a chance for two from the line. All right. Evan goes for a chance at two at the line. 4 minutes, 21 seconds to go. 63-46 is the score. Oh, Evan's first one goes down. Big, big cheer for the crowd as Evan's dad's in the stands. All right, Evan goes up for a second chance now. Oh, that's good. 3 for 3 from the line for Evan. All right. Now Jorgensen's got the ball. He tries to pass it in. And we've got a bunch of substitutions now. 22's coming. 4 substitutions for Blooming Christie. All right, as 14 will come in. Patrick Morin will come back in. 22, 21. Pretty much all new, a whole new cast here, except for Mike Knoll. Sure. All right, Maynard with the ball. He runs down, goes coast to coast, puts one up, doesn't make it. Evan Gunnarsson with that rebound. Oh, ball goes in and out. Nearly out of bounds, but saved by Patrick Morin. Handed over to number 14, Braden Williams. All right, back now to Patrick. He passes it down to Scholl, who passes it back to Braden. All right, now it's number 21 down the lane. Ooh, pass all the way court for cross court to Patrick Morin, who drives in and puts one up off the glass. And now Maynard with the ball. He brings it to the top of the key. And has his team moving in motion, passes the top of the free throw line. Now Edwin with the ball from the corner, puts up a shot from three, doesn't go down. And out of bounds, off the hands of Lumen Christie. Okay, so the call's put out there. Jolan throws it in. Edwin Gunnarsson's breaking, traveling, and we called there. Yep. Edwin was breaking hard for the basket, took too many steps before he put up a shot. Position now, with 3 minutes to go in the game, is Lumen Christie. Ooh, nice little alley-oop layup to Mike Scholl from J.P. Morin. Or no, sorry, that's Patrick Morin. All right, Edwin Gunnarsson with the ball. He's looking for somebody to get open. He's got defenders all around him. Ooh, a little reach in there as Jolan was trying to work the ball towards the basket. Foul against Mike Scholl. All right. Be a throw in underneath their own basket to the Eagles. Bounces it in. Edwin Gunnarsson with it. He drives up to the paint. Puts up a shot. Oh, it's in! Good for two from Edwin Gunnarsson. Score 15-67. Still in favor of Lumen Christie. 2.5 minutes left to go. Patrick Morin brings it up. Shot from the three-point territory. Drains it. 70-50 now. All right. Timeout being called by Coach Poge. Full timeout from him. And the boys come down, grab a quick drink and a breath, and see how they decide to end this game here. And good effort being out there from Sam Points. And good to see Edwin's still okay. He's walking around now, and no
no more pain. And Matthew's still on the bench. From what I saw, it looked like Matthew had a little bit of a bump on his knee, took a hard fall, and a little bit of swelling, so he's going to sit down for the remainder of the game, playing it safe, which is a good advice. I see Brett Stokes coming in now. Looks like Maynard's going to sit down for a few minutes. We'll have Joe Ludwig, Jolyn Roeder, Brett Stokes, Edwin Gunderson, and Evan Wilson in the game. And there's the boys breaking away. Edwin's going to throw it in for the Eagles. And he'll need someone to throw it into. Okay, a warning there as number 22 is guarding a little too close for the throw-in. You have to keep a safe distance. They're going to call a technical against him. Now that was the second warning. So that'll be a technical foul. 22 definitely was not doing that on purpose, but I guess this will help it sink in. Evan misses the first one. Now let's chance for a second. Oh, off the back of the iron. And we'll see now as another throw in now from the other side of the court. Edwin Gunderson. Looking for someone to get open. He finds Jolyn. Oh, it's tipped away. Jolyn keeps his hands on it, though. He saves it from going to the other side of the court. Passes now to Edwin Gunderson. Edwin gets a good pick from Evan. Drives at the lane. Puts up a shot. He'll get a chance for two from the line. Good drive by Edwin. 2 minutes to go now left in this game. Score is 70-50 in favor of Lumen. All right, Edwin puts up the first one. Sinks it. 70-51. Number 10 will come in for Patrick Morin. All right, next one goes up by Edwin. Oh, doesn't make it in, but rebound by Mike Scholl. Mike with the ball. He walks it up over to the perimeter. Big pass over number 22 on the far left-hand side. Stripped away, though, picked up by Evan. Jolyn Roeder with the ball. He's driving down hard to the basket, pulls up, puts a hook shot. Oh, doesn't sink down. Rebound by Mike Scholl. All right, Scholl with the ball. 1:40 to go in the game. Scholl passes it up. Oh, goes out of bounds off the hands of Lumen Christie. And this will be a throw in for Sandpoint. 70-51, 90 seconds to go. Coach Poge calls another timeout. All right. So not as big of a turnout as last night. There was definitely a lot of, the stadium was full with both Lumen Christie fans and Lucan Zeese fans. Still a few fans here, though, for both sides, so lots of fun. It is really neat seeing how many people from Sandpoint and King Cove are here. So thank you again for tuning in here tonight. Score 70-51. Sandpoint having a hard time penetrating the defense of Lumen Christie tonight. Really kind of kept them at bay. But, still a great game to watch. Lots of effort being put out there by both teams. And we'll see how this game ends here. We just got 90 seconds left to go. And it'll be a throw-in for the Eagles. All right. Edwin Anderson with the ball. Throws it into Jolyn. Jolyn will take the ball up. Drives down the lane. Gets held by number 10. There you go. Two shots for Jolyn. They're going to call against number 22. Number 10 really held against him, though. But young players are out there right now by Lumen Christie. Good for them to get the experience, but simple fouls also being made.
That's part of learning.
All right, Joel makes his first one, score 52-70.
And he lines up the second shot.
That one good. All right, 53-70 now.
Mike Scholl will bring it down for the Archangels.
Man, weaving his way through traffic, puts one up.
He'll get himself fouled, and we'll have another chance for two.
That foul against Edwin Gunderson.
All right, so Mike Scholl lines himself up. And, oh, off the front of the rim.
All right, so
here comes his second shot.
Puts one up, that one goes down.
Substitution, number 33 will be coming in for number 11.
Good game by Mike Scholl.
All right, here comes Scholl and driving down. Pulls up with a jumper, doesn't make it. Rebound by Evan Wilson. This one up, he's going to get fouled.
Chance at the line for two shots for Evan now, who's been pretty good with the free throws.
All right, so he will get ready to put it up.
Evan lines up his shot, puts one up, ooh, off the back of the iron.
All right, he'll get one more chance here.
Evan puts it up. Oh, off the back iron. Rebound goes in favor of Lumen. Almost on the hands of two different Eagles, though. Less than a minute to go here. All right, 14 moves it around, trying to drive in the lane. Moves the ball, puts it up. Picked up by 21. We're going to have a jump ball there as he puts up a shot. It goes into the air and gets rejected, but comes back down with the ball still in his hand. So, jump ball. 50 seconds to go here. That'll be enough time for Sandpoint to at least get one shot off. Pass over to Edwin. Way downtown. Oh, almost goes in. Oh, foul. Over the top as Brett goes in goes over for the rebound. 14 went as well and gets brought down by a couple big players. 38 seconds left to go. 14 will take the ball up. And he's got 33 seconds left here. And 14, doing whatever he can to score. He gets number 10. Now it's 33 on the left-hand side. Oh, picked up by Joel and Roeder. Along with the ball. He's going to get fouled. On his way towards the basket. Guaranteed chance for two now from the free throw line for Joel. 31-53, so a score. 19 seconds left to go here. All right, Joel puts one up and in. 54-71 now. All right, so Joel now gets his second chance. Joel puts one up. Oh, drains it. Nothing but net. 55-71 now with just 20 seconds left to go. 14 moves up quickly, works his way around, trying to get past Joe Lovett, but Joe sticks on him. Pass down to 21, he puts up a shot. Oh, doesn't quite make it in, stripped away by Edwin. 5 seconds to go, Edwin will get one shot up. Bounce pass, Joel, good for two, there's the buzzer. End of the game there, and Sandpoint ends with a few baskets, so that's good to see. Fun game to watch. Sandpoint kept working all the way to the end, and but Lumen Christie came out much on top. Final score, 71-57. That's 71-57 final score. Lumen Christie in the lead all the way. Oh, and that will be the end of the game here and the end of our games here in Anchorage and Talkeetna. Thank you so much, guys. It was a lot of fun broadcasting. Can't wait, though, to take a break and come back to Sandpoint and see everyone. All right, Virgil, send it back to you, boss.